You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Mary Apple, CEO of Pretty Pushers, a company based in New York, which manufactures and sells labor gowns for women during birth. Mary, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You are very welcome. So what is exactly a labor gown?
Yeah, this is a pretty new thing. Labor gowns are simply an alternative to the hospital gown for women to wear during the delivery of their babies. I mean, you know, 99% of births in America are still in hospitals. So, you know, that's the target that we're talking about here. And, you know, hospital gowns are for patients is the main thing. So it's just about time that pregnant women get out of something that represents illness and into a garment that is comfortable and makes sense, you know, for the very important moment of childbirth.
It makes a lot of sense to me. What do the doctors and nurses say when the women opt out of the hospital gown for one of those?
You know, in the beginning, we were really scared of that, scared of what they were going to say. But luckily, to our advantage, we have a lot of support from just nursing staff, doctors, anesthesiologists, you know, OBGYNs around the country. In the end, you know, if mom is comfortable, everybody is comfortable in the room. And so not only does this garment provide the woman with something that exposes her less and makes her, you know, more comfortable during the experience, they find that, you know, we have designed this gown like, you know, there's certain things that go down during birth. You have the epidural sometimes. There's almost always a fetal monitor, either for the woman and or for the baby. So it really, like, this gown has openings in the right places for all those monitors and IVs and different medical procedures that really the hospital gown just doesn't allow for because that's such a catch-all garment. So, we have actually been approached now by hospitals and OBGYN offices throughout the country about selling our labor gowns within their L&D ward or in the hospital gift shop. Sometimes they have lactation classes and they sell to the customer, the client there. So even the hospitals themselves are recognizing that they need to update the labor ward and what they are offering women. So, we're very, very glad to be part of that movement, for sure.
What has been the hardest thing about manufacturing within the United States?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the beginning, everybody was, we had a lot of naysayers. Oh, you'll never be able to do it, too expensive. A lot of companies are coming back to the U.S. just because of problems they've had overseas. And for me, it was like just a simple thing. I'm a tactile person. I don't, like, really believe anything unless I can see it and touch it. So in the beginning, it just, like, didn't make sense for me to just call China and be like, can you make this garment? So, you know, in the beginning for me, it was just, I have to get to the shop and meet the person who's going to cut and sew this fabric. And then it just turned into, after that, it was much more swift, easier, and, you know, we really do have the control. So although I've never had to do it, we are in New York City, and most of our fabric is even knitted in New Jersey and dyed in Pennsylvania. So if I had to go to the dye house a few hours away, I could. The cut-and-sew factory is in New Jersey, and then we do all final finishing and packaging here in New York. And so, it's just about the control, having it here. But I will say that the hardest thing has been cost and trying to keep that down. Because there's so few vendors in America, especially to do with cotton, you know, so many textile mills closed down, unfortunately. So because of that, the few that are left sort of have a monopoly And they know that. So pricing, it's not like you have that many other people, vendors, competition to bounce off of. So it's just constantly trying to keep the price down. But, you know, that comes with quantity, and we're able to get terms, the bigger quantities we can do. So hopefully we'll be able to keep everything here and keep jobs, you know, alive.
Today we're joined by Mary Apple, CEO of Pretty Pushers, a company based in New York, which manufactures and sells labor gowns for women during birth, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mary, did you have to raise capital to get this started, and how did you do it?
Yes, I sure did. And if I were to do it again, I would make sure that I got all raised all of the money before starting the project. But then again, I'm glad that we didn't do it that way this time, because I sort of, you know, money would have been wasted, and we had to sort of feel our way through. But we are actually still raising capital. In the beginning, it was all of my own money thrown in. And then once the ball really started rolling, we realized what it was we needed money for is when we went out searching. But one thing I will say is that a lot of people talk about this, like, you know, friends and family round. We didn't really have any luck with that. It's not necessarily that our friends and family said no. Maybe it was just that to approach them felt strange, you know, for me. It's a weird thing asking for money. So I will say that all of the investors that we do currently have are not within my immediate circle. They're usually friends of friends, or, you know, family members of friends, or even a complete stranger who came from another complete stranger. And I think once you put yourself out there and start talking about what you need, you might not be asking the person right in front of you, but you say what you need, they know where you're at, and they can recommend you to other people. And I think that's going to be the way that we continue to, you know, raise the rest of the money that we need as well. And everybody that has come in has turned out to be a great asset to the team. So, you know, it's all professionals, and, you know, a lot of people know other people and want to help, but sometimes it's not the person who's right in front of you.
When hiring, do you find the person for the position or the position for the person?
Oh, you know, I guess it, you know, most people probably think it makes sense to have the position first and then find the person, but the people who have worked best in my company, in Pretty Pushers, and who have been with us the longest, have been they came first. The person came first, and then the position. It's like sometimes you just, you know, you meet someone or you have an existing friend, and people just have gifts. It's not like such a big thing. Like, oh, this is the person who's the perfect PR agent or the perfect secretary. But you know, if their gift is organization, or their gift is the aggressiveness in which they can go out and speak to people, you know, you have to love that about that person and embrace that and think, I mean, I just find myself saying, oh my God, I love you. You know, I want to work with you. I got to find something for you in my company. And that has been the case. I have to say, like, our secretary right now went from being, this is funny, went from being my daughter's preschool teacher to our babysitter to one of my packaging labor workers to now secretary, because I just know that I have to keep this girl in because I love her. And she's done great at every single job, but she just sort of morphed with it. So that's going to be the path we continue going, I think, when hiring.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Pretty Pushers online?
Oh, yeah. We actually just launched a brand new website, and it's just prettypushers.com. And we sell our labor gowns and postpartum underwear there on the site, as well as, you know, 200 retailers around the country and throughout the world. So, yeah, go on and check it out. I would love to hear people's feedback, actually, about how the new site is working.
Yeah, and I actually had visited the website earlier. It is quite the website. Definitely recommend going and checking it out as well. Also, you can find the nearest retailer near you. You got to love that. In conclusion, what parting advice do you have for the entrepreneurs listening in?
I would say that you have to do something that takes you outside of your comfort zone and repetitively, whether it's that item repetitively or just constantly challenge yourself to go outside of your comfort zone. You know, it doesn't feel good, and, you know, anyone's going to be hesitant to do anything that makes them uncomfortable. But I would say that in my instance, I don't know if you've ever heard of BNI, Business Networking International. They have, like, these groups, you know, that meet all over the world. and it's all, you know, business people, they come together, and someone invited me to one of these meetings, and I became a member, and it was really hard. I mean, we're talking like every Tuesday, 7 o'clock a.m., going into this big, you know, fancy room, 70 people, coffee, breakfast, and you have to stand up in front of those 70 people or however many are in your group and say in 30 seconds or less who you are, what your business is, and what it is you need. And every time I would do it, you know, my heart was pounding, and I was just, you know, it was like a nervous wreck. I couldn't even eat the breakfast. But it's so good for me. It was outside of my comfort zone, but it helped me in so many ways. Even in how I'm speaking right now, probably it would have been, the way I'm speaking would have been a lot. I don't know how I sound, but it would have sounded a lot worse a year ago before I joined BNI. So I think that just little things like that just have gone such a long way. So anything that you could do along those lines will help in more ways than you know.
Good advice, Mary. Thanks so much. She is Mary Apple, CEO of Pretty Pushers, a company based in New York which manufactures and sells labor gowns for women during birth. And the website of reference, once again, is prettypushers.com. Mary, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.